Oh, next case, please.
Okay.
Next case.
Next case is number 12,319, Down by the Bay Daycare LLC, Jabri LLC, seeks a special use exception to operate a daycare center, sections 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Gravel Hill Road, approximately 0.29 miles south of Shingle Point Road. The 911 address is 18418 Gravel Hill Road in Georgetown. The zoning district is agricultural residential, or AR1, and the tax parcel is District 235, Map 29, and Parcel 10.01. To date, staff have received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Justin Fehrenbach, 18418 Gravel Hill Road, Georgetown, Delaware, 19947.
Brianna Ravinsky, 18418 Gravel Hill Road, Georgetown, Delaware, 19947.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
I will be recusing myself from this application.
Okay, very well. Thank you. Good evening, Mr. Hutt.
Good evening, Mr. Mills, other members of the board, and Mr. Sharp and the staff for the Planning and Zoning Office. As was just indicated, my name is David Hutt. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown with the Law Office of Morris James. This evening, I'm representing Down by the Bay Daycare LLC. With me tonight, as you just heard when they were sworn in, are Brianna Ravinsky and Justin Fehrenbach, and they are two of the principals of the applicant. They are also members of the LLC, Jubri LLC, that are the owners of the property. A moment ago, I handed out exhibit notebooks, which I asked to be made part of the record. I think they've made them all the way over to Mr. Sharp. Within those, you'll see tax maps, a copy of deeds and plots, as well as a larger version of the survey or site plan showing the facility. In addition, the very first exhibit for your ready reference is just a copy of the application for this evening. As stated when Mr. Whitehouse introduced the application, this application is for a special use exception for a daycare facility. Under the definitions which you would find in the Delaware Code, which are simply basically repeated in Sussex County's code, the applicant is seeking to operate a large family child care home. And I'll get into that in little detail in a moment. As the board knows, this application is a little different than the first three that you've heard this evening, as this application is not for a variance, but is instead for a special use exception. And thus, as the board knows, the question here is a determination by the board whether or not the special use will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring property. And the key word in that, as Mr. Sharp has probably told you many times over the years, is that it's not just any effect, it's that it would have to have a substantial adverse effect on the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. When Mr. Whitehouse read the application in, he indicated that this is a one-acre parcel. You can see it on the tax maps, which are on the screens around the room. It is located on the western side of Route 30 or Gravel Hill Road. And the road, of course, that you see immediately to the north is Prettyman Road. The tax maps that are in the exhibit notebook at tab 3 show the area if you were to zoom out further. And not surprisingly, as most of Sussex County is, the surrounding area is predominantly AR1 zoning. There is a little bit of MR zoning on Shingle Point Road, and you can just see Shingle Point Road up here in the corner. There's a little bit of Shingle Point Road that's up there. And of course, if you follow Gravel Hill Road, thank you. If you follow Gravel Hill Road south, you would, of course, or Prettyman Road, you would, of course, come to Route 9, and Prettyman Road leads you out by the Harbison intersection that's been under construction, it seems like, for a while. Maybe it's just because I drive it too often. and of course, at that intersection, there is a daycare center, Lullaby. Again, that just indicates the need for these types of services in the area. Of course, as you approach that Route 9 and 5 intersection in Harbison. There are commercially zoned properties, as you would anticipate, at an intersection of that nature. The property is owned by Jubri LLC, a copy of the deed, and as well as the plot that created this lot. As you can see in looking at it, the individuals who owned this larger piece of property have subdivided off one-acre lots along Gravel Hill Road, this lot being one of those. As I indicated a moment ago, this application does seek a daycare facility. The nature of a child care home, and specifically a large family child care home. And what this means under the code is that there can be 7 to 12 children, preschool age or younger, and 1 to 2 school age children. The typical hours when people drop children off here, or would be dropping children off, would probably be between 7 and 6:30. They wouldn't want children there later or there sooner than those time periods. This is a child care home, and so one of the employees of the facility would live on the premises. If you look at tab 5 in the exhibit notebook, you'll see a schematic showing the layout of the first floor of the premises. And essentially, there's an open area in that schematic that you can see, and that's where the children spend their time during the day. If you look at the enlarged version of the site plan that is at tab 4 in your exhibit notebook, you can see a larger scale version, and you can see that there's a backyard that is fenced in, and some of the other items that are in the backyard. The applicants have been in contact with the various agencies of the state and are in fact waiting for their zoning process to be completed in order to be given a final permit from the state of Delaware. As I mentioned at the outset, the legal standard for the special use exception is whether or not it will have a substantial adverse effect on the use of neighboring adjacent properties. As I've indicated when we walked through the exhibit notebook and around the neighborhood with the tax map, this home is going to stay just as you see it. It's going to look like a home, and it's going to function as a home for one of the employees. And so there can't imagine how there would be a adverse impact on the use of the neighboring adjacent properties. Any of the farmland around there, of course, would be unimpacted. And the properties on either side are, of course, single-family residences like this, and would continue, those uses could certainly continue and are compatible with the use of this as a child care home. The applicant would, of course, in addition to seeking this special use exception, as I mentioned, then they would have to finish their permitting process through the state of Delaware. And so any concerns about welfare of children, of course, are addressed through the state and its programs. At this time, I'm going to ask Ms. Ravinsky and Mr. Fehrenbach if they would come up here to the microphone. I'm going to ask them if everything that I said was true and correct, and if they would adopt what I said as their own testimony.
Yes.
That concludes our application, and we're ready for any questions that the board or staff may have.
It appears that there's a shed on the property in front of the garage. And according to the survey, it's 12, I can't read the other number, but less than 15 feet from the property line. And I believe that may or may not be in violation, but I asked Mr. Whitehouse, is it allowed to be 5 feet because it's under 600?
Yeah, it's under 600, so it's 20.7 by 11.6.
Okay.
It's
under 300.
Yeah.
So it can be.
Yep. So it can be.
Okay.
Five,
just wanted to make sure. Okay. All right. I have no other questions. Other questions from members of the board?
Yep.
No questions.
Sir. Yep. I presume there's the playground area in the rear.
There's no elevated playground area, but there is an area for the children to enjoy outside activities.
Will it be fenced in?
It is fenced in, yes, sir.
And have you had any discussions with your neighbors?
Yes, they're aware of what we're planning to do, and there's been no concern so far.
And it looks like you've got an ample parking area, from what I can tell, for people to drop off.
Yes, sir.
All right, I have no further questions, thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? I don't see any hands up. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve case number 12,319, because I feel that they have met the criteria for the special use exception at this time.
Okay, is there a second?
A second.
I have a motion and a second by roll call vote. Mr. Workman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Callaway.
Aye for my reasons stated.
And I too for the reasons have been stated, so by a vote of 4-0, your case is approved. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a short recess. Be back in session in about 5-10 minutes.